Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this opportunity and privilege I have to be back with you again. I hope and pray the Lord will bless you and speak to you through His precious Word. I tell you, I love the Word. It's precious to me. I tell you, it's nothing like it. I tell you, we just need to eat more of it. I tell you, we need to study it. We need to get the Word of God out. I tell you, that's what's wrong with this lost world today. I tell you, they don't want to hear the Word of God. And some of them can't hear it because it's not being preached. And the Holy Spirit, I'm talking, it's got to come from God. I tell you, but that's what we need today. That's what everyone needs. That's what every country needs. That's what every man, woman, boy, and girl needs. That's what every marriage needs. I tell you, that's what every church needs. I tell you, it's just, we need the Word of God. And we need to obey the Word of God. Not just to hear it, but also be a doer of it and to obey it. And I tell you what a joy it is. I tell you, it enlightens our eyes. And I tell you, it just gives us strength. And it, I tell you, gives us understanding and knowledge and knowing, and in other words, studying the enemy and knowing that what we're up against and knowing that we can't fight it and fight the devil without God. And we have to lean on Him and trust the Lord, and He'll rebuke him. Resist the devil, rebuke the devil. He have to flee. He will, because we're trusting in Christ. He's the one going to put him to flight. If we do all the stand, we shall stand against the wiles of the devil. And he's out and he's loose. He's like that royal lion walking about seeking whom he may devour. And he's the one that deceiving the world. And I tell you, he's very deceptive. He's very cunning. And I tell you, I hate him. But I tell you, he's my enemy. And I tell you, but he's very, very, very wise. Bible said he's wiser than Daniel. And I tell you, much wiser than I could ever think about. And I know I'm no match, but that's what makes me just love the Lord. I tell you, He cared for me, loved me, dealt with me, drawed me with cords of love, saved me. And I tell you, then He's keeping me. I tell you, there's no way I could keep myself. The devil would have me, no doubt, within an instant. I mean, he's much stronger than me, but he can't get to me. He can't. I'm sealed. I've been washed by the blood of Jesus. I'm sealed. I belong to God. And the devil can't steal me away. He can't take me. You see, no matter what I do, I can't lose my salvation. That doesn't make me want to sin. Don't make me want to run after filth and sin. I hate sin. When you get saved, you hate sin. You don't want to commit sin. I tell you, you want to obey the Lord. You want to please the one that loves you. You want to please him because you love him yourself. And you want to present yourself as a living sacrifice unto him. And you want to cleanse yourself from all filthiness of the flesh and strive to perfect holiness in the fear of God. When you get saved, you come into a relationship with God. And I tell you, it's only been made possible through the atonement, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one that made that possible. See, that wasn't possible when man fell to sin. You see, man fell to sin when God created man. His own image and his own likeness fell to sin. And only hope, I tell you, that they had to be reconciled. And we have to be reconciled back to God. But it was only made possible through a sacrifice. It was through the Lord Jesus. Point to the Christ, the Lamb without spot, the Lamb without blemish, slain before the foundation of the world. And that takes God by surprise. He already knows what was going to happen. But I tell you, but He made a sacrifice. He made a way. And I tell you, Jesus is that atonement to reconcile us back to God. And to be born again, to be saved, and have a relationship with Him. See, the Bible said the Father seeks to such to worship Him in spirit and in truth. That's why God saves us. He saved us because we need to save. But not only that, for us to love Him and to serve Him, you see. And I tell you, what a joy that is to be saved, to be born again, and be loved by God. And just be overwhelmed with His love, and it makes you love Him more. And I tell you, not only that, He puts a love in you for others. I tell you, He gives you a compassion and a burden for souls and people that are lost and that can't see their self, that don't know their left hand from their right hand, spiritually speaking. That's what time we're living in. I think the book of Jonah talked about that. These people couldn't discern their left hand from their right hand. God help. That's where we are today. I tell you, it's because there's a famine in the land. I tell you, it's of hearing the Word of God. I tell you, the ones that are hearing it in the Holy Spirit are turning a deaf ear to it. And I tell you, but there's most of them are not hearing it because it's not being preached in the Holy Spirit. We got a church just about anywhere, everywhere. Not just about on every corner. I tell you, all through different nations. We just churches everywhere. But yet, where is the Lord? Where is He at? I tell you, God, have mercy upon us today. Well, the time that we're living in, there's a famine in the land. I tell you, we're living in a time where they say, give us a smooth message. Give us something. Tickle our ears. Don't step on our toes. Don't rile us up. Don't tell us this sin is wrong and that sin is wrong. And don't tell us that adultery is wrong. Don't tell us that we ought not to be fornicating. Don't tell us that we ought not to be a drunkard. And don't tell us about our pride. And don't tell us about all these types of things. But the Bible said, preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. Reprove and rebuke and exhort with all long-suffering sound doctrine. Because the time will come where they won't endure sound doctrine. But they'll heap themselves, teachers having itching ears, and turning away from the truth and turning unto fables. And God have mercy upon us today. And that's where we're living today. And this world's on its way to hell because of sin. And I tell you, they're rejecting the Son of God. They're rejecting the Word of God. And I tell you, look what happens when you reject the Word of God. You look in the school system where they cast out the reading of the Bible and the studying of the Bible and prayer out of schools and so forth today. And they took and twisted things. And you see, the state has no power and the church has no say-so and should have no say-so of the church whatsoever. And I tell you something, but the church ought to be in the state. I tell you, the state ought to recognize the Word of God. The state and our nation ought to base everything upon this precious Word here. See, this is the Bible. This is what God gave us. And I tell you, in the time past and the patriarchs of old and so forth, and when our country, I tell you, was established and so forth, I mean, it was upon the Word of God. And I tell you, the ones that came over, and I tell you, that came over from England and so forth, and I tell you, we have the Word of God. We ought to stay on it and stand on it. But I tell you, we got so far away from it. And I tell you, God, have mercy today. I tell you, you tell the truth. I tell you, you preach the truth. You preach against sin. I tell you, they want to throw you in jail. I tell you, they want to have you flogged and beat just like they did then. But we're living in a time where you stand up and you preach the word and you speak against sin and all this foolishness and that's going on. God, have mercy. Where is common sense today? God, have mercy today. Well, really no common sense anymore. I tell you, whatever you want to be, you can be. I tell you, whatever it is. You want to be a cat, you can be a cat. You're a cat. If you want to be a dog, you can. I tell you, there's a lot of dogs because the Bible speaks of that. But spiritually speaking, but I'm talking about people actually saying, I am an oak tree. Oh, I just love the oak tree. And I tell you that, you know, whatever, I'm married to an oak tree. God have mercy. That's because we got away from the Word of God. God have mercy. That's what happens when you get away from the Word of God. You lose your mind. I tell you, you lose common sense. And that's where we're living today in our country. And God help us, we that are saved and we that is called by the name of Jesus need to get down and pray. And I tell you, just fast and pray and ask God to have mercy upon us and have mercy upon our country. God help us today. I'm praying for the mercy of God. If God don't extend mercy to us, I tell you, where it's all over for us, my friend. I tell you, that's where we're headed, straight down to hell. And America has turned their back on God. And the nation that forgets God should be turning to hell. That's what the Bible says. And that's where we're living today. We're living in dark times. We're living in times of perilous time, dangerous times, but where they won't endure sound doctrine. They won't receive it. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to believe on the Lord Jesus, you see. God have mercy. People are out and about and they think that they're a God themselves. God have mercy. There's some say, I don't believe in God. How in the world could you not believe in God? How could you not believe in the Almighty God? You see, in His Son, Jesus Christ, the Bible said that one and three and three and one. One, I tell you, one Godhead. How in the world could you not believe in that? How could you look at the trees and the stars and the moon and the sun and the clouds and the heavens and the sea and the mountains and everything else? And how in the world could you not believe in an Almighty God? How could you not believe in when God spoke this world into existence? My friend, you got to believe. You got to have faith to believe. And I tell you, if you get this word, you listen to this word, I tell you, give you faith to believe. And I tell you, somebody will do something for you. It's more than a head knowledge. I tell you, it gets past the head. It gets down in the heart. It becomes your life. I tell you, when you get born again, when you've been born of the Word of God, been born of the Spirit of God, and it's the Word of God being born again, not of the corruptible seed, but the incorruptible seed by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. And I promise you, when you get born again, you'll walk in newness of life. Old things will pass away, and behold, all things become new to you. When you get saved, He'll take the dope needle out of you. He'll take the alcohol out of you. I tell you, He'll take that old vile sex out of you. No matter what your sins are, what your predominant sin is, He'll take it out of you. I tell you, He'll take out the homosexuality sin. He'll take out the lesbian sin. He'll take it out. And I tell you, give you a new heart. And I tell you, you'll start thinking clearly. I tell you, you'll start thinking right. There was a man called Legion. He was a man that the Bible said was tormented. This man had lost his mind. He wouldn't even keep his clothes on. He cut himself with stones. I tell you, he couldn't live among people. He lived among the tombs. He couldn't be around people. And I tell you something, because his mind was tormented and vexed by the devil. And I tell you something, but by prayer, and I tell you, by the Lord Jesus, knowing where he was, the Lord knew already where he was, and he went down there and he delivered him. He got saved, and when he got saved, the Bible said he was at the feet of Jesus. You see, and clothed in his right mind. He was naked. He wouldn't keep his clothes on before. But the Bible said when they saw this man sitting at the feet of Jesus, when they saw this man that kept his clothes on, they saw this big change. But I tell you, they knew that there was a God in heaven. This man had a burden testimony, but God did something for him, delivered him. It was by the Word of God. Jesus spoke the Word, you see. And I tell you, the devil had to go. He had to flee. And I promise you today, this Word is what's going to save us. You see, this is our salvation. Christ is our salvation. And Jesus is this Word. See, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The Bible said, only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. And therefore, He has came. He has become that atonement that God could accept, the sacrifice that God could accept. And Jesus got right in the middle between God and man and reconciled man back to God and put us in a relationship with God, being born again, a spiritual relationship with Him. That's the only way we can have a relationship. We that are sinners, lost and hell bound, no good. I tell you, just rotten to the core. But I tell you, but through Jesus and what He done, now we can go in right into the presence of God, and we can have fellowship with the Father. We can have fellowship. We can have we can be saved. We can go to heaven because of what Jesus did. He reconciled us, you see, because He loved us. He loved the Father. He obeyed the Father's will. And He did what nobody else could do. He did what we couldn't. We can't do it ourselves. We can't work our way to heaven. We're not good enough. I tell you, you break the law at one point, you broke it all. You still come up empty. We're all guilty. The Bible said we all become guilty before God. There's none righteous, no, not one. All we like sheep gone astray. But the Lord has laid the iniquity of us all upon His Son. And by His stripes we are healed. And it's by Jesus Christ. And what He did at Calvary, you got to believe on Him. Receive Him in your heart. See yourself a sinner. Call upon the name of Jesus. Ask Him to have mercy and forgive you of all your sin, that you don't want to die in sin and go to hell. Bring your broken heart and contrite spirit. And I promise you, He'll wipe away your tears. He'll take away the condemnation. He'll give you a peace with God, you see. And you'll walk in newness of life. And as you live for God and do His will, you'll have the peace of God and the joy. And have this blessed hope, knowing that what God has started in you, He will fulfill. And that He'll give you all that you need and all the grace you need. His grace is sufficient. I tell you, don't worry about responsibility. I tell you, just love the Lord, and I tell you, He'll do the work through you. God bless you. My time's coming on. In Jesus' precious name, and amen.